community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on a Wednesday afternoon, 22 after 4 now. That was Loose Ends Hanging on a String. We've got Bat for Lashes and Daniel. That's on the way next. In the studio with me today, I've actually got Matt, Rachel and Matt, three reporters from the Brentwood Gazette. Hi, hi.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
If you want to, hey, Matt, if you want to grab that microphone there, that's just, that's it. Smash it up. Go on. He's smashing. I won't say it now. Turn it around the other way. You're talking to the wrong side.
That's better.
Oh, look, it's gone all limp on him. Look, it's just. No, don't. Oh, Matt, he's having troubles. Matt's having. That's it. Just hold it by the wire.
Got it.
Have you got it under control?
He's there.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I've already ruined the chair this morning.
Can I mention that on here? Would you mind if I?
Please do.
Right, we've got these chairs that we've. I pulled a chair up for Matt. I said, "Here, Matt, take a seat in that one." He's sat in a seat in it. The leg's gone. Or words to that effect.
That noise was not made.
No, it wasn't. And you ended up flat on your back, didn't you?
Certainly.
And we've been giggling about that ever since. But there we go. Oh, such is life. So I want to talk to you today about your front page, because it's quite a bad thing that's happened in front on the front page. It's a crime watch appeal.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific. A lady in Hook End was confronted by a gang of six who were armed with metal rods and etc. And they dragged her by her hair out of her house and stole a bit of her jewellery. But we just really want to trace these people down and make sure they get caught for what they did.
Let me get my head around this properly. I've read the story, but it's beyond me. They've got metal rods and tools, and they've confronted a woman on their own.
Yeah, she's 60 as well. She lives on her own, and she's in a bungalow in Hook End, and they've dragged her out of the house or stormed in, and there's six of them. It seems a bit cowardly, to be honest.
Coward? I mean, they're not much of men, are they, really, to be honest with you? What sort of person does that, to start with?
It's pathetic. I mean, they even left her in a doorway as they left and just stepped over her while she cowered.
Really?
Yeah, she was left pretty badly shaken by it, and it's a story the actual the Gazette ran in back in November when it happened. But it's the appeal's gone wider now. It's gone nationwide on Crime Watch, so we're looking to get on the back of that and try and get these thugs caught, essentially.
But Jan, I know you've got the video footage on your website.
We do, yeah.
But I'm desperately looking for these people. Really, they really need to be caught. If they can do that to a 60-year-old, I mean, it's just beyond belief, isn't it? It's almost ridiculous. It's almost ridiculous. But I mean. It is just beyond me. So please have a shufty on the Brentwood Gazette's website, and is it
.co.uk? .co.uk, yeah.
It's brentwoodgazette.co.uk. Have a look at this video footage, because you never know your luck. You may just know one or two of these people, and all we need is one or two, and you normally find the rest will just go.
Yeah.
They'll be found. I want to talk to you about Dog's Mess now. I read a story that you've got about Dog's Mess. Copperfield Gardens was mentioned in there, but this is a story not necessarily just about Copperfield Garden. This is all over the place.
No, it's the wider area in Brentwood. The story was actually launched. A group of school children are really upset by the state of their road, and they've actually started up their own campaign known as SOS, or Save Our Shoes.
Right.
Because they're so fed up of treading in it. And they're basically calling out to dog owners to be more responsible and pick up their dog mess. And
this isn't good. If you've got a dog and dog's mess, if it accidentally goes on somebody's hands and goes into an eye, it can actually make people blind. It's not good stuff. This isn't good stuff at all. So this is a subject that's a lot deeper than just treading on it.
Exactly.
This goes further. This is health and safety stuff now, and you want to keep, especially around there, because there is the schools around there, aren't there? Quite a few.
Yeah. And they're saying that some of the roads are so bad that they're, jumping out the way of it and risking going into traffic, avoiding the dog mess.
This is quite a worrying
situation. But they also wanted to think, there are a lot of responsible dog owners that pick up and do the right thing. It's trying to, share the message that it's well worth picking up.
Well, it is, to be honest with you, because it's somebody's eyesight at the end of the day. I mean, if it goes in a child's eye, it's somebody's eyesight.
These kids are great as well. The enthusiasm for it is spectacular. They've got some great quotes in there.
Yeah, they were very, very enthusiastic. And the fact that they actually meet up to discuss it and make posters and... They're just sick of it, and they love to see it change.
Well, it is horrible, isn't it? I mean, you go back years and years and years, it was reasonably commonplace. It was just everywhere. But I would like to think that we're all coming a little bit more intelligent and cleaner, and because you don't see it abroad, you know, in America it's almost unheard of.
They just don't tolerate it. Incredibly clean over there. They even litter as well. They don't
Germany,
tolerate it.
They don't tolerate it.
I think half the problem is people don't take the penalty seriously. They don't think they're actually going to get fined. And so if they haven't got the incentive for just wanting to do it to keep the area clean, they'll just leave it.
I think that's why kids getting involved makes it a lot stronger, because, I mean, you know, you see a sign and it says the council will fine you, you think, well, they're not here, are they? But if you see kids in the paper, yeah, you know, saying, you know, this is what we deal with every day, you may think twice.
Another pet hate I've got, which I tackled on one of the other stations I worked on years ago, this was the zigzags outside schools when you get the parents pulling up on
that drives me mad. Butsbury Junior School in Billericay and the infant school, actually, they're quite busy roads and people are just terrible.
They just don't care.
Yeah, they really don't care.
But I mean, and I've actually...
And they're dropping off and picking up children.
Exactly.
That's a ridiculous thing.
Exactly. They wouldn't want somebody else to do it so their child was in danger, but they don't mind doing it as long as their child's safe.
As long as they're safe,
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we were to stop doing that, the roads would be clear outside of school. And it's clear for a reason, so that when you stand outside of school, you can see in both directions.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's a problem in Sawyers Lane, of course. Because, well, there's too many schools there, but it's all over. People have that problem and stepping out between cars, and
it's not good.
It's just taking a few, you know, extra minutes, maybe a short walk, and then the problems.
Yeah, it's probably healthier for you as well.
It is, it's a lot better, a lot better for you. Now, on a lighter note, we've got Amy Childs has opened up. I think she's got two shops in Brentwood now, hasn't she? She's got the boutique and the salon.
Yeah.
You've got, what's the other guy's name? Near the Amy Childs boutique. Harry.
Harry, yeah.
He's opened one up. There's another one down that road as well, by the roundabout, near Sainsbury's, I believe.
There's Lucy's boutique there as well.
That's it, that's Lucy's boutique, that's the one. And I've just noticed that you've got an article in this week's Gazette about another one that's looking to open up. Is it a delicatessen, am I right?
Yeah, there? Charlie's Delicatessen, cafe on right by the Sugar Hut, I believe. So get pretty towy crowded over there. But
yeah, it will be.
Just opposite, there's the famous Charlie Sims, we should add. This is a brother of Chloe. So he's looking to get a new... We thought it was going to be a coffee shop, but he's got big ambitions to turn it into a kind of delicatessen place. So I think it's going to be catered to most needs. It's going in the, you know, Cascades of Babylon, the florist on the high street.
Yes, I know that.
They've downsized. I think they were having some difficulties with the rates, I think, which is something we need to look at. But, you know, this guy's taken on the shop. He's going to do a great job. He's got lots of great plans for it. He wants to seek a London vibe.
Really?
I'm not quite sure what that means at the moment, but it will all be unveiled, I'm sure, in due course.
Yeah, he says it's something that Brentwood hasn't seen yet, so I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, I think it sounds like it's going to be quite a nice cafe. It's going to have sort of exotic cheeses and continental foods. And
that's
kind
quite
of fresh.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be quite a nice place to eat.
Brentwood needs it. I mean, it's a lovely, quaint town anyway, to be honest with you. And if we get the bigger shops coming now, it's good for the economy, but it seems to lose that quaintness, that small town feel, which smaller shops like this give you.
Yeah, it's nice to have another independent trader, but if they're from Towie or wherever, it's just nice not to get another chain in, you know, keep those kind of shops going. I think it's brilliant.
There's a lot of Towie shops now, though, on the high street and around. I mean, there's quite a few, as you say.
Yeah, there are.
They really have a big impact on the town, and trying to reflect that in the paper.
Yeah, I think he's actually, isn't he, he's the first of the Towie lot to do a cafe. Most of them open boutiques and salons, so it's different to open a cafe, somewhere to eat, I guess.
Good luck to him. I mean, I walked down the high street last Friday afternoon, and it was orange, the high street. All you could see was orange faces coming up and going, hello, look out. Everyone's been tangoed, look out.
Need to change your sunglasses, I think.
Yeah, you do. Well, Matt and Rachel, thank you very, very much for coming in. Don't forget, you're welcome back anytime you want to come back on the show. And hopefully we'll see you again next week.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.